Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining. Let us go into a moment of prayer. Father God, we come to you on this morning, thanking you for your new mercies and your grace. Father God, thanking you for watching over us as we slept last night. Father God, thanking you for allowing us to see another day. As we journey through the troubled times, Father God, we ask that you give us strength. We ask that you give us courage. We ask that you speak to our minds and speak to our hearts, Father God. Continue to pour wisdom in us, Father God, and give us the words to say to the listening ears, Father God. We ask that you heal our bodies, Father God. Restore our mental, Father God. We ask that you cover us, Father God, on our coming and our goings throughout the day, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for being the love of our lives, Father God, and for being the truth, for keeping it real with us when we've kept it fake with you. But Father God, we just want to tell you that there is no other God above you. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, Father God. And with you, all things are possible through Christ Jesus. We love you on today, God, and we pray that you continue to bless our souls and our spirits as we continue to do what you have called us to do. We praise you. We love you, and we just give you all the glory and the honor. For it is in your precious Son, Jesus' name, we ask these many blessings. Amen and amen. Listen, I am excited on today. God has definitely been shifting. And the thing that I love about the shift is that many of us are being shifted into our proper positions. And because of that, that is a joy that the world can't take away because the world didn't give it. God is truly, truly worthy to be praised. I want to jump right into what the Lord has spoken to my heart today. And he talked about, as for me and my house. So today I'm going to be coming from scripture, Joshua 24:14-15, and it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which you fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Can I just tell you why I love Joshua? Why I love these particular scriptures? Because not just your physical house, but your mental house has to line up with what God is calling you to do. Being the founder of a sisterhood group is a very difficult task because, not everybody that comes into your group has the understanding and knowledge of God to have a heart to follow him. You get women from all different nationalities, all different beliefs, all different religions. But God says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And so to me, that told me when God gave me the vision to start the sisterhood group that you can't allow people to come into my house out of order. They got to come in knowing who I am, knowing why I am who I am and what I am. And I was like, oh my God, that is a huge task for me. He said, "But you understand that I've not given this assignment to everyone. I've given it to you. And I've given it to you because you understand who I am. You understand why I am. And because you understand that, I need you to pour this into other women so that they come into the knowledge of Christ and understand that this is my house. So what I'm simply saying to you is, stop doing things your way. Stop doing things your way. This is not the time to be about you. This is the time for you to be about your Father's business. I spoke on yesterday and I said, if you take care of God's business first, He'll take care of your business first. And this is clearly a confirmation of, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I understand we are all in different walks in our life with God. But our walks should line up with what God is calling us to do. If God is calling you to be a mental health coach, that's your gift. But why are you using your gifts in vain? Why are you publicly speaking healing and peace into people, but you're delivering a toxic message? How can you teach love and teach peace and teach joy, but every word that comes out of your mouth is toxic? You're cussing in your introduction. You're cussing in your teaching. Your mouth is your covenant. What you speak is what you see. And if every word that comes out of your mouth is a cuss word in vanity, I don't want to see that. That's toxic. Because I'm serving a God of love and agape love. I'm not serving Buddha. I'm not serving Allah. I am serving Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, the God of all God, the one and only God, the holy and righteous God. God's not teaching you the vanity that you're trying to teach His people. If people are coming to you for healing, why are you covering them with toxic behavior? That's not God. That's you. And in this season of your life, you better be careful how you carry God's name and His message for His people. The world doesn't belong to you. The world belongs to God. Come out of you. Come out of yourself. Evaluate who you are as a mentor. Because that what you're pouring into other people, that is not what God had taught you. That's not what God is teaching you. You got to get into the knowledge of God and you got to understand people are coming to you because they're trying to be relieved from toxic environment, toxic setting, toxic people. And here you are, a toxic mentor. Lord help. Lord help. You gotta get right to be upright in a position to lead. You going live, and these things are being recorded. Do you not know that there are true mental health counselors out here looking for people that are willing to step up into positions for them to be mentors And this is what they come to the social media sites to see. You're saying that this is healing? I pray for the lost. This is why it is important for each of you, each of us, to get into the knowledge of God by reading His Word. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word. You got to read your Bible. Stop making up these man-made pamphlets of what you think people need. No, they need the Word of God. They need the truth. They don't need your perception of what you think is going to heal them. They need to know what God has already prepared to heal them. You can't heal nobody mentally and you messed up. You can't do it. You're faking it. And you're trying so hard that you're losing yourself in the process. Well, let me speak like this because I can pull some people in on this level. You better be careful what you're speaking. Because you're speaking damnation on yourselves. And I'm not judging anybody. I'm just telling you to be careful how you're walking before God's people. God says to be a peculiar nation. We're supposed to be peculiar. We're not supposed to be like the world. We're just of the world, not in the world. So that means that you need to take your worldliness out of your ministry because it has no place in the kingdom. You can't help heal nobody and you broken yourself. If you don't have a relationship with your own parents, how are you going to heal somebody that's going through a broken relationship with their parents? You can't tell them how to heal and you ain't even healed yet. You can't tell somebody how to deal with death and you ain't experienced death on a level where these people are broken. Reevaluate yourself. Because God says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Listen, back up. Reevaluate yourself. Reevaluate yourself. Because at this point in time, if you are doing what you think is best for you to do, I pray God's coverings over you. It's time to get it right. It's time to keep it real. And it's time to step up to the plate and be all that God is transitioning you to be. Y'all work with me. Y'all know I'm trying to get adjusted to these braces. And it's tongue and tying me up all the way. Hallelujah. But thank you, God. Thank you for your ministry because I haven't always been in this place where I am. But I ask God to position me where I could be in His presence, serving Him in His house. If you are a leader, you need to be on the cover under the coverings of God. You need to have leadership over you, and not no toxic leadership. But a spiritual leadership, because what you proceed out of your mouth, people receive that. We are called to help the souls into the kingdom, not lose them. Position yourself accordingly. Make sure that what you're doing is lining up with what God has assigned for you to do. I pray that I have spoken a word to encourage you, to help you and to reassure you that God is definitely looking for you to do what's right. The ultimate goal is to have him say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I'm just compassionate about God's grace and his mercy. And listen, I don't want anybody to be steered wrong in this season of their walk. Get it together. Get it together. Get it lined up with what God has for you in your ministry. And just be bold and courageous in your walk. But let go of that toxicness. Let go of it. It's wearing on the outside, and it's taking the glory of God from you. So I pray many blessings on you, and I pray that you all have a blessed and prosperous day.